Hello, and welcome to this week's podcast. Today we'll be discussing the topic of equality in education based on economic means. Starting off with some numbers, only around 16% of low-income students graduate college, compared to over 60% of middle-class and wealthy students. This shows that it's very hard for low-means students to get a degree and therefore get a good job. Because of this, the lower class struggles to move up economically, and this can make it very hard for them or their descendants to move up in the world.
To add on to that, half of high school students are poor and might not even be able to graduate college.
To help us with our studies this week, we interviewed our special guest, Patrick Malley. Patrick Malley went to Bay City Central High School and is currently the principal at Meridian Early College High School. Patrick knows a lot about the subject because he grew up in a relatively low-income family and he did not like school as a child or a teenager. However, he later realized that he wanted to help students in schools. Eventually went on to teach psychology and history before moving up to the principal position. He's now been a principal here at Meridian for 7 years.
An important subject that Patrick Malley made sure to cover with us was laws protecting equality in schools. One of the most important laws regarding equality in school is in the Constitution. The law states that all individuals have the right to education. Some other important laws include FAPE, the Title IX, which requires low-income families and special needs students are supported by their schools respectively. Malley also wanted to make it clear that even if laws do not always commend him and feel obligated to educate all students, even ones who do not want it because it feels that it helped them in the long run like it helped him.
As we briefly discussed earlier, Malley's philosophy is to focus on equity over equality. Everyone should have what they need to succeed, and they should have to put their own work in to do so. Malley is working towards more equitable schools in districts, however. He thinks there are some things that are still holding us back.
You know, first off, there's a 50% poverty rate within this district, and that poverty rate has been going up over time, and 10% of the people at Meridian Early College High School come and go regularly. And another worry of Malley's is the pay-to-play sports. He believes that pay-to-play prohibits students from having the opportunity to play sports and therefore having their best high school experience. And Malley is also currently looking for a solution for this problem.
Malley has not only talked about making changes, but has succeeded in some areas, most notably the after-high school success rate of Meridian alums. The rate of these alums passing their first year of college has gone up from 33% to 95% since Malley took over as principal at Meridian Early College High School. This has been due to Malley's effort to make Meridian more of a real-feeling school, in his words. He feels that it is his responsibility to help students prepare for the real world and feel like more than just a test score. He also wants all students to go further than high school and feels that he needs to prepare them for that.
There are still problems at Meridian, even with the positive changes Malley is doing. First of all, Meridian is a smaller school, which is harder to notice by bigger schools. such as different colleges. Secondly, even though Meridian is a high-tech PBL school, we still have lower budgets than bigger schools in our area. Meridian and Midland are two main schools in the area, and the differences in spending money per student is $2,000. Finally, 5% of Meridian graduates are still not passing their college classes, and these are majority poorly.
All right, things don't have to stay this way. However, we here at Podcast have come up with solutions to all these problems. To deal with the low amounts of attention from larger schools, Meridian could continue on their current regimen, which has shown a spike in GPAs over the recent years. For example, this year Meridian has set a new record for number of students that has qualified for summa cum laude. However, not changing anything can help so much. Therefore, it may be a good idea for Meridian to implement some new ideas for its students. Mandatory senior essays have shown to attract the attention of larger universities by putting the students' writing skills and characteristics on display. Adding more clubs and unique extracurricular activities to Meridian could also help students stand out to catch the eyes of larger schools.
None of the aforementioned ideas of therefore attention of bigger schools may be attainable with Meridian's current budget. Meridian's currently is logged $8,000 per student in its budget. This is less than nearby schools such as Midland High, which is a budget of $10,000 per student. Now, this would be expected normally as Midland High is a larger school than Meridian. However, we are at Podcast. We do not think this is a normal situation. This is because Meridian and Midland High are both part of Midland County, which happens to be quite an unusual location. You see, Midland is the city in Michigan which has the highest number of PhDs, and this has been proven with the PhDs bringing in more money than your average association of bachelor's degree because of the Midland is a city with a good amount of money going around. We here at the Podcast believe that if Meridian is willing to fight for a higher budget, this could be achieved.
And finally, to solve the issue of the 5% of alums not graduating college, we here at Podcast had the idea of creating a support group specific to Meridian. This support group would consist of us, students, certified therapists, school officials, and possibly other members of the community wanting to help shape the future generation of Midland. This support group would focus on reducing stress levels and tutoring to improve students' chances of graduating college before they even get there. Students in the group would be specifically helped to fit their individual needs. This would not be a problem because, theoretically, if the numbers stay the same as they are currently, the group would likely only have around 20 members maximum. Another reason the group would be successful is that psychologists/therapists strive for a PhD to perform their work at the highest level. With Midland having such a high number of PhDs, attracting some of the best and brightest therapists to the support group would likely not be a problem.
This has been this week's edition of Podcast. We would like to thank all of the listeners for tuning in, and we would like to give a special thanks to Meridian High School Principal Patrick Malley for allowing us to interview him for this week's topic. That's all for today. However, tune in next time, this same time this week, another episode of Podcast, which will focus on global warming. From Jake and all the other members of Podcast, good night and see you next week.
Woo!